This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A jury has been selected in the trial of a former Indian Health Service pediatrician accused of sexually assaulting young male patients. The trial began Monday at the federal courthouse in Rapid City. According to prosecutors, Stanley Weber served at Pine Ridge between 1995 and 2001. Prosecutors say Weber gained access to children when they were patients in his clinic and eventually invited them to his home, where he gave them food, alcohol, and money, grooming them for sexual activity. The boys ranged in age from 9 to late teens. Jury selection lasted most of the first day. 14 jurors were selected, with two alternates to be excused before deliberation begins at the end of the trial. Lawyers made opening statements Tuesday, followed by witness testimony. Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Tara Sweeney on Monday announced the Department of the Interior is investing $1.2 million in a tribal broadband grant program. The program will offer awards to tribes to deploy broadband initiatives in Indian Country. The announcement was made at the National Tribal Broadband Summit taking place in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, tribal leaders recently urged the Federal Communications Commission to do more to expand broadband access in Indian Country. Olivia Reingold has more.
About half of tribal lands in Montana don't have access to broadband. That's internet fast enough to use on your smartphone and stream movies. The Government Accountability Office says the Federal Communications Commission isn't doing enough to expand access. That was the major takeaway from a hearing for the Senate Indian Affairs Committee last week. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana.
We must take actionable steps to improve opportunity for these very underserved areas that are hamstrung by substandard wireless as well as broadband connections.
Montana's other senator, Democrat John Tester, wasn't able to testify Wednesday because of a conflicting vote. Fort Peck Tribal Chairman Floyd Azure says his constituents have been pressing him to increase broadband coverage.
Everybody wants it, even my wife. She loves her phone. I don't think she goes anyplace without it.
Verizon announced it would end service in parts of northeastern Montana earlier this year. Azure says his work phone is Verizon, and it still works, but there are some dead spots throughout the reservation. That includes a stretch of Highway 2 that's a dead zone for his work phone and his personal one, which is covered through local provider Nemont.
We're looking at tribal ownership because we're not getting any help from anyplace else, so we're going to have to do it ourselves.
Azure says the tribes could fix dead zones that a commercial carrier like Verizon might not be financially incentivized to. Just 18 out of 573 federally recognized tribes hold licenses to provide broadband. That includes the Blackfeet Tribe, the only tribal nation in Montana with a license for high-speed wireless internet. The GAO report says that the FCC should expand leasing options for broadband signals and data collection on tribal lands. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold in Billings, Montana.
Pipes will no longer be sold at the Pipestone National Monument Visitor Center in Minnesota. The decision comes after years-long consultation with tribes. Pipes are central to many tribal cultural and ceremonial practices. In 2013, government-to-government consultation began with overwhelming calls to end pipe sales at the monument. A program which employs Native carvers to share culture and history with the public will continue. An open house was held last week to discuss the decision. The change is expected to happen later this year. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.